Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Today's devotion is based on Romans chapter 9, verse 5. From the patriarchs is traced the human ancestry of Christ, who is God over all. During World War II, an American soldier by the name of Bert Frisson was on the front lines in Europe. One day, his patrol reached the edge of a wooded area with an open field before them. But unknown to the Americans, a unit of Germans waited in trenches about 200 yards across that field. Bert was one of two scouts who moved out into the clearing. Once he was halfway across the field, the remainder of his battalion followed. Suddenly, the Germans opened fire. Bullets ripped into both of Bert's legs. The Americans immediately withdrew into the woods for protection. A rapid exchange of fire continued, but Bert lay helpless where he had fallen. Then things got worse. Bert noticed that a German soldier was crawling towards him. He closed his eyes and waited for his enemy to arrive and put him to death. Time passed. Finally, he dared to look. There was the German soldier kneeling at his side. Then Bert noticed something else. The shooting had stopped. The shooting had stopped because every man on both sides wanted to see what this mysterious German soldier was going to do next. And this is what he did. In the middle of that field, the German picked up Bert in his arms and carried him to the safety of the American side. Then, without speaking a word, he turned and walked back across the field to his own troops. Moments later, the fighting resumed, but not before all those present had witnessed how one man had risked everything for his enemy. By nature, you and I were God's enemies. Our sinfulness had infected us so much that our very minds were hostile toward God. But God did the unthinkable. He became one of us. He became one of us in the person of Jesus Christ. On our behalf, he lived the holy life we had refused to live. Then, for our sin, he suffered and died the death we had deserved to die. Then he rose from death to assure us that we were enemies no more. And now we are rescued. You and I, rescued and forgiven through faith in the one who refused to stand by and watch us die. That is what we have in our God. That is what we have in our Savior. Lord Jesus, at a time when every fiber of my being was your sworn enemy, you chose to rescue me, and now you are my dearest friend. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.